is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us. Follow us on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, and that's Ron with two N's. SB Nation AM rolling along. We'll be in Atlanta all next week. Do Super Bowl bets, prop bets, ever get old? I always have fun with them.
No.
Especially the ones that are really weird and bizarre. And
yeah, those are... I like the more weird, I mean, you know, the prop bets, like, you know, is it going to be heads? Is it going to be tails?
Right. Know, yeah, that's right.
Those are kind of stale. Tom Brady going to be the MVP? Hasn't that been, that's a yearly thing now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's as often as heads or tails.
Here is a couple of fun ones ESPN is reporting. Here's one. James Harden's points on February 2nd, so that'll be the Saturday before the game, against the longest touchdown of Super Bowl 53.
I'm going Harden.
That's got to be Harden, right?
Oh, easy.
That's got to be Harden, because Harden's putting up 52 points a game right now in his last five. So if Harden keeps up with this trend, there's not going to be I don't think there's going to be a lot of 50-yard scoring touchdowns, right? I mean, in the Super Bowl.
He just dropped 61. You know he's good. You know he's going to average at least 30.
This is, by the way, the spread is -9.5 on this one. So I don't know how that works, but
yeah.
I would take James Harden. James Harden.
I'm still trying to learn spreads, you know, for regular games.
Yeah, no kidding.
Throw 9.5 on Harden.
Massively confusing everybody.
What does that mean?
All right, here's another one. Kevin Durant's points on February 2nd, again the Saturday before, against Jared Goff's completions.
Man, no love for Durant.
I know, right? What if Durant pulls off a 50-point night Saturday?
No, not going to happen.
No,
I guess what you're figuring is Durant's probably going to go for about 2025.
2025 is about right. And Goff will probably have 27, 28 completions. So it's around that number.
Yeah, might have to skew more towards Goff. Because if the game gets out of hand, or if the Patriots start getting a lead, I mean, you know Goff's going to start slinging it around, and he's not afraid to sling the ball around.
By the way, does it matter who they play? I'm not going to look up the NBA schedule that night and find out who Harden and Durant are playing.
They're not playing that night, are they?
Huh? No, they're not playing Super Bowl night. They're playing February 2nd.
Okay.
But I mean, so it's the game February 2nd. So Saturday, you'll know how many. So this is makes it a fun bet, because you make the bet. Saturday night, you'll know how many points Harden has, and then you'll be rooting for every long touchdown, or however you're betting. You're watching the touchdowns very closely.
Does a bet lock? I mean, do you make the bet after?
Yeah. Can you make the bet? Oh, that's a good one. I think you can. The odds obviously change. But I think you can.
It's like, what if Harden just has a bad night and goes 2 points? You're like, oh, well, definitely
going to
go against
Harden. Yeah, what if he twists an ankle, right? Like, if he twists an ankle on Saturday, then, yeah, they might take that off the board if he only got two. But let's say he got 22. It was like an average night. He got 22 points. And you're the... I would assume Vegas would say, okay, you can make this bet, but here's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think it would be 9.5 any longer.
No.
Maybe drop down to 2. And I'm trying to sound like a betting man here, like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're like the Greek. here's another one. Zion Williamson of Duke, his points and rebounds combined on February 2nd, Saturday before, versus the Patriots and Rams first half points combined.
Man, who thinks these things up?
That's a hard one, because here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. This is a hard one. So that let's say the Patriots and the Rams can score, and we know the Patriots can score, right? These defenses are good, but they're not the Bears of 85, for crying out loud. So let's say the halftime score is 21-17. That means Zion Williamson has to go 21-17 in points and rebounds, or something similar, which is he's certainly capable of doing. He's the best player in college basketball right now. But let's say it's reasonable. It's 24-21. That's a big night for Zion Williamson, right? It's a big, big night. Here's my favorite. You ready for this one? This is good. It's my favorite because it involves my boy Phil. Phil Mickelson's fourth round bogeys or worse on February 3rd against Josh Reynolds receptions. How many bogeys is Phil going to make on the Saturday? I think it's the Waste Management Open that is going to be. It's going to be at Phoenix.
Well, and he tends to play well there.
Yeah, he does tend to play well there. How many bogeys is he going to make? Let me double check. I'm checking the PGA Tour schedule just to see if that's where he's going to be. Yeah, Waste Management Phoenix Open is that's usually the event.
He tends to play well there. He's usually hyped up because it's a very pro Mickelson crowd. Having been to one of those myself, the Waste Management Open myself.
It's a great golf tournament, it's so cool because they wrap that up before the Super Bowl. So it's a good thing to watch before the Super Bowl if you hate 8 hours of Super Bowl pregame.
You got to watch it.
Watch that.
For anything, for one reason only to watch it is for hole 16.
Yeah, hole 16 is the 16th hole. It's the best hole on tour.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I want to. It's a bucket list thing.
That was by far the greatest golf experience of my life.
So the problem is if I go, I need a designated driver because I want to drink the second I get there until the moment I'm leaving. I need somebody to carry me to the hotel because I want to experience the full hole 16 experience by downing as much alcohol as I possibly can.
See, I lived,
is that a little, that's a little silly for a guy like my age.
No, not at all. Because I lived in Scottsdale. I literally lived a block away from,
how great is that?
The Scottsdale TPC. And I just walked. And then you get to hole 16. See, the difference when you go to a golf tournament, for all you people out there, what's the one thing you know about golf tournaments? You got to be quiet.
You're
not even like at the Masters, you get banned for life if you were to bring a cell phone.
That's right. They don't even let you touch it. Like you
can't
hole
16, basically what they've done is they've taken a short par 3 and they've built an entire stadium around it. Now, everyone is somewhat quiet when the guy tees off. But as soon as any golfer starts into a stroke, the crowd erupts.
And they go nuts, especially if you knock
it
close.
There is heckling. There is, if you miss the green, good luck, man. You're having beer thrown on you.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's the best hole on tour.
And one of the YouTube videos you should watch, I know we went off on a tangent here, but one of the YouTube videos you should watch is when Tiger hit a hole-in-one.
Yeah, oh, my God. The camera is shaking so crazily because of the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, he's walking up, and the crowd is following him, because this is before they built the grandstands around it. He's walking up, and the crowd is burying him. Like, they're on top of him as he's walking up to the green. They're losing their minds. I mean, they are losing their minds as if they've never seen a shot like that in their life. They're going berserk. And this was when Woods was 20, 21 years old. Yes. I think it was in the late 90s. So yeah. he was kicking around at a very young age.
Somewhat of stance, but not to the extent what it is now, where it literally is, I mean.
It's now a stadium.
Eventually what it's going to be, they're just going to put a dome. They're going to make it a dome.
It's going to be cool. It's cool because the golfers go through a tunnel to get to the tee. And so they emerge, and it's like it's like a gladiator stadium. Anyway, Phil Mickelson, that's TPC Scottsdale. And Mickelson doesn't usually play terrible there, I don't think.
No, he's usually, because it's a hometown crowd for him.
So those are legit. That's a legit statistic.
No, I would say Josh Reynolds smokes that.
I do too. I think Mickelson probably shoots like a 64 or something like that.
If you're just doing one round. If it's all four rounds, we can kind of play with the numbers there. You add them all up. But if it's just one round, I'm just going to assume that he'll have two bogeys.
Yeah.
And Josh Reynolds has to have more than two catches.
I think so too.
He's like their second receiver.
Yeah, totally. That'd be great. 8 states now offering legal sports betting. Last year, $158 million was bet on Super Bowl 52. Boy. It's going to be more this year. I'll tell you that now. Now it's cool. Like if you live in a state where legalized betting is happening, you can flaunt this. You can just be like, yeah, you can, I got 400 on the game, whatever. This would be great. It'd be fantastic. I love these. I love these little prop bets. They're going to be more and more to come. I said this at the top of the hour. If I was wagering and I just wanted to throw something down, maybe 10 bucks, just to have something kind of outside the norm, just for fun. I would put it on Aaron Donald being the defensive MVP of the game. It's a 20-1 odds. I'd throw 10 bucks on Aaron Donald to win the MVP. Probably not likely to happen, but those are pretty good odds. Aaron Donald could win the MVP. You never know what he might come up with. What if he sacks Tom Brady 5 times? What if he gets a safety? And defensive guys getting Super Bowl MVPs are tough, though.
Right,
you got to really pull it off.
I decided to take a look as well. I was like, let me take a look at some Super Bowl prop bets. But Westgate Sportsbook.
Okay.
Which is based in Vegas.
Now, which is where I'm getting these, I think.
Yeah. More than 1,000 betting options.
Oh, how great is that? Could be there all day.
There's ways to make money. That is a lot of betting options.
Man, it is.
I would get lost.
I would too. I'd have to organize myself. Like I'd have to go, okay, because I would want to participate in all the fun ones, but you'd have to pick and choose. I would want ones where I would really be into it. Like, I love the Harden one. I think the Harden one's awesome. That's a great one.
That's a fun
I don't know
one.
Whoever came up with that is brilliant. That's awesome. Because if Harden gets like 48, that's watch out for the bomb. Like, let's say you take Harden and he's got 48 points. You're not looking for a touchdown of over 48 yards in order to win your bet. You're watching for every deep throw will make you nervous, right? And then if the Rams or the Patriots get inside inside that 48 yard marker, then you're worried about the interception return for a touchdown that goes the other way. Like, there's all sorts of cool things to factor in. I love that bet because it's better. You know what? Those bets are better than, wins and losses and overs unders are the standard bet. So make one of those, but. You know, they're better than who wins MVP. Like, they're better than who wins the coin toss. To be honest with you, I think they're better than how long will the national anthem go under this or that, whatever. Just however it works. They're better than that. Like, they're more fun. Like, to have Durant's numbers or Mickelson's bogeys in the final round. Those are, I love those.
I got a few for you real quick.
Okay, real quick.
I just looked up. Okay, the standard, like, will a player take a knee? I mean, they almost have like 10 of these. Which commercial will appear first? Right?
Oh, wait a minute. Doesn't somebody know that, though?
I would think.
Couldn't you get that proprietary information out of somebody?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, but here's one that this is a smart bet.
Yeah.
How many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict?
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great.
The over-under is 7.5.
7.5? Okay, that seems like a lot, but not for Romo.
Right now, over 7.5, minus 140, which don't ask me what that means.
I don't know, Jim. I'll tell you what. I think it's going to be a run to the outside. Oh, right, but God, is this Super Bowl? This Super Bowl is going to be great. What are we? Who are we? Why are you people not wanting to buy tickets to this thing? Why is the secondary market down?
All right, well,
go to the Super Bowl
real quickly. I got two more for you. What will the Super Bowl champions, assuming that they do go to the White House, what will they be served?
If it's the Rams, fish tacos, right? What
would they? basically, your choices are
In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, if it's the Rams,
basically, your choices are fast food or any other food. So maybe it's In-N-Out versus White Castle.
I think you might be right. Yeah,
finally,
Dunkin' Donuts.
This might change your favorite from Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
Where did it go? I lost it here, and there it is. Will Mark Wahlberg attend the game and leave early?
Oh, that's good, because he did walk away. What a Patriot fan. Walked away from the Patriots and they're now 28-3. No faith in Tom Brady. You know what? I watched every second of that. So I'm not even a Patriot fan. I watched every second of that comeback, Mark Wahlberg. I watched every second. So I got one up on you. Do better, Wahlberg. Walked out? You left the Super Bowl 28-3? I watched it because I thought the Falcons would be celebrating in a blowout win over the Patriots. But nevertheless, I sit and watch every second. Okay, the last time the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, it was pretty interesting. Tell you how interesting next on SB Nation AM.